しいって思う。
Okay, you ready?
You bet.
Alrighty.
What you can do is go through that with me, and just if there's something that I miss or some important point, please feel free to bring it up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Alliance, it's Happy New Year. Rob Jan is with me today, kind of sitting in, and it's, as always, it is wonderful to speak with you through this particular avenue.
And you also.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, today what I'd like to talk about, just to give you an overview, is I'd like to talk about my subjective experiences, which are, like everyone else's, seem to be accelerating. I would like to put these in context within the overall shift in consciousness, as well as, without getting terribly specific, look at how this might play out in the next 5 or so years. And during the session as well, I'd like to actually do some subjective interactions with you, as well as the other large number of essences and focuses that I seem to be interacting with these days. And then I want to tie into discussions that you, as well as Seth and others, have had concerning things such as presence, mass lunacy, time and space travel, and other emerging type of trends. So that kind of gives you an overview.
Very well.
All right. I'll give a very brief history. About 5 or so years ago, I started becoming objectively aware of so-called paranormal and subjective experiences. These have primarily been projections and OBE, or out-of-body type of experiences. 3 years ago, or so years ago, I started having much more pronounced physical effects. These have been along... the best way to describe them is... And this is not the best, this is not my favorite way of describing them, but I don't really have a better way of describing it. It will start out as pressure in my higher chakras or energy centers. This energy will cascade through me into my lower chakras and into my whole being. You know, my sense is that they are in intense emergences with other essences as well as other OG and focuses. You know, and more as we've talked about previously, I seem to be on some level a beacon or a magnet for this type of subjective interactions, but again, I'm not alone here. There are a lot of people that are beginning to experience this. The more recent changes are my subjective interactions seem to be accelerating. It's an everyday occurrence at this point. All I need to do is diminish this physical by closing my eyes or going into some type of dark room, and I'm interacting in other areas of consciousness, regional area 3 as well as others. Unfortunately, it's more, it's changed in more recent months than that. And this is even more recent, and I'm certainly not alone in this, but while I remain physically focused and present, this physical is becoming, in a sense, more dreamlike. I mean, it's becoming more fluid and fuzzy around the edges to some extent. It's very subtle, but it is something that I'm noticing. I am getting a sense of my own blink in and blink out periods. I am definitely, again, along with others, vibrating at a much higher rate. And I've also had the experience several times where I will be interacting with other people. And at the same time that I'm interacting with them, I am half a step or so removed from the conversation. So I'm interacting with them not only in Regional Area 1, but I am also interacting with them in their essence at the same time. I mean, it's a really very, very interesting experience. And then the third thing that I seem to be going through with, in particular with these intense emergences, is I am incorporating the awareness of some of these other OGN focuses as well as other essences that I'm interacting with. It is like I am developing a wider gestalt or level of awareness. And I want to talk about that. My everyday experiences, to some extent, are similar to having OBEs and projections. However, I am still remaining, all this is happening while I'm still remaining highly functional and objectively aware in this dimension, in this focus. Is there anything that you want to add to that?
You may continue.
Okay. All right. First off, how many other essences are observing me currently, right now?
41.
Okay. How about other OGN focuses?
'Am I interacting
with any currently? Are they in effect observing me or interacting with me right now?
Many.
Yeah. Okay. So the party continues. Okay. I'm going to talk about one experience in particular, and then what I'd like to do after that is actually minimize. I'm going to put on blindfolds and see if we can kind of go through some various interactions. One of the experiences that I regularly have is I will, first off, upon minimizing this camouflage environment, either by closing my eyes or going into a dark room, I start interacting, or I directly interact, it seems, at times within, I believe it's Regional Area 3, the entities or the other essences or the other focuses that I'm interacting with are very polymorphous, very fluid. I mean, it's a very different type of consciousness area than this Regional Area 1. One of the experiences that I have in particular is that it will seem like I'm entering a tunnel of sorts. And my sense is, and please correct me if I'm if this description is not accurate. My sense is that energy is being beamed at me in a sense, and these other essences, or could be other Ogean focuses, are kind of opening a gateway for me to explore other areas of consciousness. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And then I go through this tunnel, and again, I project myself through this tunnel, and I arrive in a different intensity or area of consciousness. Many times I will come across other essences and beings as well, and they will take, at least from the neck up, the form that I see will be very similar to a humanoid form. They're not humanoid, but it'll be very similar to a humanoid form, and I can look into the eyes of these other entities and actually see what I believe to be our other regional area ones, and looking through these eyes, into these eyes of the other essences, the area that I see, or the area of consciousness that I see, is much more highly defined. It's much more like what I would perceive to be as a regional area one. My sense is that I'm looking into the focuses of these other essences that I'm interacting with, in a manner of speaking. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And are these other essences, or are these other Ogean focuses, or both?
Both.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And these other regional areas I'm looking into, region area ones, I mean, they're, on occasion, it'll be clearly this physical dimension, regional area one, but I am definitely interacting in other, viewing other regional area ones as well.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah, okay. All right. This is what I'd like to do. I'm going to put on blindfolds now. Rob's going to hold my hand through all this.
Not bloody likely.
And I'd like to, first off, initially interact with you, and just kind of walk through that. All right, I've got my blindfolds on now. You appear to me, I believe you're directly in front of me.
Correct.
Okay. I'm reaching out my left hand. You are extending energy towards that left hand, and the feeling that I'm getting, it's not like Rob holding my hand, although I know he wants to, but it's more like my left hand is within an energy field.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Okay. So that's you. Can I do a similar type of interaction with another essence? Don't tell me who it is. Let me see if I can sense. Orton.
Correct.
Is to my right.
Correct.
Okay. All right, there's another essence that just passed me on the left, is to the left of my body. Patel?
Correct.
Well, that's fun. Okay, let me try some other Ogean focuses. Would I be interacting with, and I take it I would be interacting with these other Ogean focuses in a similar manner that I'm interacting with you and Patel and Orton?
Yes, you do, and you can.
very direct connection. They're right in front of me as we speak. It's a future focus. I don't know. Can you identify for me?
Feel the energy. How does it feel familiar? What are you sensing, and what are you presenting to yourself in impressions, regardless of how insignificant they seem? This is a focus that you have not been objectively aware of previously.
Okay. There's a definite familiar feel to it. Seems to be more feminine in energy.
That is understandable.
But that's my interpretation.
It is not a female, but I'm understanding that you are connecting with that energy. This individual projects very strongly in that type of energy.
Right.
I would be acknowledging of you that you are allowing this much of an openness, that you actually are allowing a connection to the point where you can physically experience the contact and the connection.
Right.
This focus incorporates the name of Jacob. He does project a very strong female energy in association with being shifted. This is not to say that all male individuals generate that type of strength,
sure,
of female energy, but this individual does.
Okay. Yeah, the name Jacob was just like almost right there.
That was what I was prompting you to be paying attention to.
Yeah. Interesting. Fascinating. Okay. Jacob is not other dimensional.
No.
Okay. I do have other dimensional focuses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many.
Okay. I sense is that I regularly interact with so-called gray focuses.
I'm understanding.
Yeah. And have at least one or two focuses there in what Bashar refers to as the Essesanis. You've spoken of this previously, but I just wanted to confirm that. But others as well.
Quite so. Many.
Yeah, okay. What I am going through is very much a part of this quote-unquote shifting process. Now, the mergers, the intense emergences that I seem to be having, I am correct in assuming that on some level I am obtaining the awareness of these other Ogean focuses in particular that I'm interacting with.
Yes, I would agree.
And that is kind of my question over the next several years, because, you know, my sense is within the next 5 or so years ago, many of us are going to be choosing to have these type of experiences.
I would agree.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand, I mean, I'm a structure guy. I mean, we know that. And I try to put these things in perspective. Is this something, will I be going through this on my own, in a sense, or will other Ogean focuses be doing this in conjunction with me at the same time? Is it a cooperative venture, or is it to some extent more of a focus, quote unquote, focus endeavor? If that question makes sense to you.
Yes, I am understanding. It is both.
Okay.
It is your choice in association with your interests and your individual expansion, but it is also what you would term to be a cooperative endeavor for them. There are other focus that incorporate the interests also.
Sure. And okay. So it's not going to be necessarily all of Ogean's focuses.
No.
I will be going through this endeavor with. In particular, I'm thinking of past, quote-unquote, past focuses.
No, you are correct.
Okay. But at the same time, I do get the distinct impression that I am interacting subjectively with so-called, quote-unquote, past Ogean focuses.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Now, they seem already shifted, but would they be already shifted in the sense that they've already disengaged and are having a subjective awareness?
That is a difficult question to respond to.
Yeah, I figured.
For all of your focuses are simultaneous.
Right.
Therefore, in linear time, it appears that many of your focuses are past and therefore disengaged.
Right.
But in actuality, they are not.
Yeah.
In association with linear time, I can respond to this question in the affirmative that those focuses that you associate as being dead, do incorporate an energy, so to speak, that you would interpret as being shifted.
Okay.
For they are not generating the same energy that they would in physical focus.
Sure.
And although once the individual has chosen death, they move into eventual transition, which sheds beliefs.
Right.
That can appear very similar to shifting,
right,
or being shifted, in right, which you are accepting beliefs.
Yeah, okay.
Therefore, it can appear to be a very similar energy. And in this, my response to your question would be both.
Okay.
For they are in linear time dead, but in actuality they are simultaneous to yourself.
Sure.
And therefore, in the physical aspect, they would not be shifted.
I understand. Okay, and I think I know the answer to this question as a follow-on question. Do past OGN focuses have the opportunity, pre-disengagement, while they are still currently engaged, will, in a sense, other, again, quote-unquote, past OGN focuses have the opportunity to shift as well? Let me explain. The way that I could potentially seeing that being true would be if, in effect, I create, or OGN creates, a new past where these past focuses have the opportunity to quote-unquote shift. Is that... So I think generally no, but I'm also wondering, too, as a part of the shift in our creativity, we can create past focuses and that have this opportunity to quote-unquote shift as well.
My response to you would be that would be possible if the essence is choosing to alter the past. But,
Right. But
there is also a significant element in this. Each era presents its own type of exploration.
Sure.
And expansion. And each individual governs its own choices.
Sure.
Just as you are generating your own choices, there is no greater expression that is influencing your choices.
Okay.
Or dictating.
Sure.
Your choices.
Right.
I'm understanding that this is a difficult and confusing concept for most individuals, but I express that you are all of essence.
Right.
And you are. And in that, so are all of your other focuses. You cannot separate one from the other, for it is what you are.
Right.
In this, all of the other focuses of you are you, but they are also unique and individual and generating their own directions and choices.
Yes, I understand.
Therefore, to be as essence, altering the past in a manner that negates the choice of each individual, you would not do.
Now, I understand that, and I did not clearly state that in my question, but it would absolutely, I would think, have to be with consent, in a manner of speaking.
I would express to you that it is possible to create as essence the opportunity in precisely what you expressed prior to the moment of the choice of death.
Oh, interesting.
To express that opportunity for the individuals to choose to shift in that moment, but it would be their choice to interpret that opportunity or not.
Okay. Yeah, I understand.
Which I would express, for the most part, it is likely that most of them would not, for it would be entirely unfamiliar and strange.
Sure.
And in that, incorporating no objective information concerning this action of shifting, it would be less likely that they would incorporate that choice.
I understand. I sense that Aldous Huxley did or tried to.
Attempted.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's my sense as well. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I do interact with his energy subjectively.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I thought so. Okay, there, in another question along, not a similar question, but same general topic, will, as a part of the shift in the intense emergences with other essences and other OG and focuses, I get the sense that it's almost, is there the nature of the interaction with other OG and focuses that we will be able to switch out with one another, or I will be able to merge into other OG and focuses and experience their reality as well?
Oh, yes, you can.
Okay. Is it... So, is this something beyond a typical out-of-body experience? I mean, is there something to the nature of it being another focus, given that we...
Yes.
Okay, that was my... Yeah, that's my sense, too.
It is different.
So, I mean, we share a common genetic heredity.
It is a diff...
There's something to being... what do I want to say? There's something to be similar in tone. And that each other focuses of Ogean, I can merge and interact with them and actually, in a sense, not become them, because I will maintain my own individuality, as will these other Ogean focuses. But it's something beyond an out-of-body type of experience.
Yes, I would agree. You can engage either action. You can engage interacting with other focuses as yourself.
Right.
Or you can merge with other focuses and be them.
And yet they will maintain their own integrity.
Yes. But you will be experiencing their experiences as them.
Yes.
Your awareness of this identity will disappear.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's consistent. That makes complete sense to me. And does this other focus necessarily need to be aware? I mean, is permission needed?
No. For you will become that focus.
Okay.
Therefore, your awareness of this focus of you as you are now will not exist.
Okay. All right.
Therefore, you will not be interfering, for you will not incorporate any of your individual awareness in that. But the difference is, when you return your awareness to this focus, you will retain the recall,
the experience,
or the memory of the experiences of the other focus.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that was my next question. Interesting. Okay. Very interesting. And you've spoken of this maybe previously, I think. Is there any danger in doing this with past focuses in particular? I mean, is there any way that I could interfere or be intrusive?
Not if you are merging and becoming the focus. Now, if you are generating the action of interacting with the other focus, in which you are a separate individual and you are retaining your identity and your experiences, yes, then there can be situations in which you can interfere.
Right.
And that can be intrusive, even if your intention is not to be intrusive.
I understand, sure.
But in confronting another focus of yourself and actually interacting with it to its awareness, with the other focus being aware of you interacting with it, as you are the same essence, you can project influences of your beliefs or your desires or your wants in association with the other focus.
Yes, sure.
And in that, it can influence the experiences or the choices of that focus, which it would not have were you not to be connecting in that fashion. Therefore, it is important to, in that situation, be neutral.
Right.
And not allow your experiences or your beliefs to be influencing in any manner of the other focus, for that distorts the purity of their experience.
Makes sense. Yeah, I mean, in with all these other Ogean focuses, as well as other essences that are merging with me pretty constantly these days, it does not feel to me as an intrusive action.
No.
I mean, I am allowing it and giving permission, so I don't feel as if, I'm maintaining my own integrity throughout this process and making my own decisions.
Correct, but you are shifting. And you incorporate information objectively that many other focuses do not.
Yeah. And I can see as well that once this starts happening on a much more grander, so to say, mass level, then some people might interpret it as intrusive on some level, although they would, that's not necessarily the case.
Yes, I would agree.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of stories about, you know, so-called grays intruding and abducting us, and I mean, those are belief systems.
All that you do is filtered through your beliefs, but I would express that individuals' experiences with bleed-throughs of other focuses are influenced by their own associations.
Sure.
If they incorporate a fear or an apprehension or a lack of understanding, they can construct the experience in what they would interpret as a negative manner.
Yeah, sure.
And in that, what is actually occurring, generally speaking, in many of these negative associations, is not actually physically occurring. They are translating, and through their fear, they are creating a very real experience, and the translation is very real to them, and in that being very real, it is also quite physical and quite solid.
Sure.
But that is not necessarily actually what the other focus is doing.
Yeah, I understand. I guess my only point is that I think, you know, certainly I need to be aware, and others of us who are objectively aware of this, that this type of trauma is going to be increasing and is a part of the shift.
Yes.
And, you know, if we can be helpful, then great. Cheerleaders of sorts through the process.
This is the reason that it is so very important for individuals to be becoming familiar with themselves and their beliefs and their guidelines, and to not be viewing them as the enemy or as a source of conflict, and therefore generating the ability much more efficiently to manipulate their reality in a manner that is more comfortable and that reduces fear. In this, also recognizing that, yes, there are many, many, many expressions that exist and that are very real that may not necessarily belong to your dimension, but that is not to say that they do not exist.
Sure.
And if the individual is familiar with themselves and is comfortable with themselves, those presentments of other expressions that are not necessarily of your dimension will be much less frightening and less of a negative experience. But it is quite understanding that they can be shocking.
Sure.
And therefore the individuals may generate an automatic immediate response of fear.
Yeah.
Just as I have expressed previously, fear is a very strong energy, and it can create actual physical manifestations. An individual can actually generate a physical entity with their own energy merely associated with their own fear.
Or groups of individuals.
Yes.
I'm understanding. It's going to be an interesting ride.
And especially with groups of individuals, for whenever you are pooling energy, you generate a greater strength.
Yes.
And therefore it is easier to create whatever the group is focusing upon.
So the fun continues. Okay. And the briefly going back, our ability to merge in with other focuses of ours, I mean, that's the beginnings of, to some extent, of time and space travel.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let me move on. And the process that I'm going through, I mean, this is all a part, the process that we are all going through, all of this is a manifestation of what you have previously termed as presence.
Yes, it is a factor.
Okay. And my sense is that those of us with dreamwalker aspects are, in effect, choosing, generally speaking, choosing to go through this process earlier than others.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I would.
That's an important clarification.
I would express that those of you that incorporate dreamwalker aspects and are aware of them may be choosing to engage different actions.
Okay.
And you may be choosing to draw upon that aspect to be helpful or beneficial to you in a manner to accomplish different directions, but it does not necessarily move you into shifting more effectively or more quickly than an individual that does not incorporate that aspect.
Okay, all right, that was my question. Okay.
It allows you to focus your energy differently in association with your interests.
Got it. Okay. Let's talk about some future trends. Are we on the crest of a new wave?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
But it is not manifested yet.
Correct.
Okay. And that will be a science wave.
That has not been chosen.
Okay. Okay. All right, I'm not going to ask what it is, although I know there are a lot of Elias people would like me to ask that, but I'm not going to ask that.
But it would matter not, regardless, for I cannot offer you an answer, for it has not been chosen.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Okay, Bashar has suggested a probability where there is a group that he terms the Shalanaya, will be emerging in 2010. I'm not asking you to confirm that. What I am asking is whether or not the Shalanaya are another term for dreamwalkers or something like that.
No, not dreamwalkers.
Okay. I'm trying to get a metaphor or an understanding for what he is suggesting. And I enjoy his energy, and many of us do at the same time. You know, I get the distinct impression that he is many times speaks metaphorically, in conjunction with the belief systems of many that he speaks to. So I was just trying to get an understanding more from your perspective as to what the heck he's talking about.
I would agree with the speaking metaphorically.
Okay.
Therefore, I would offer the suggestion that you interpret in that manner and allow yourself, rather than incorporating a literal interpretation, allowing yourself a broader interpretation.
Okay, I understand. Okay, yeah, that's my sense with our buddy Bashar. Alright. And along the same lines, I mean, it seems to me that we've discussed this previously somewhat, but we, within the next 5 or so years, it seems to me that we necessarily will choose to introduce the idea of the subjective in a way, on a mass level, that will seem credible, on a mass consciousness level. And it could be, you know, my sense is it's going to be a series of mass events.
That is possible, and it is a potential.
Okay. when you say possible, but not necessarily probable.
It is a potential.
Okay. Okay. I don't even know any more than that because, you know, as you said, we haven't necessarily decided that, sounds like.
Correct. And I would express that for the most part, throughout your world, individuals en masse are moving in a direction of wanting to and attempting to generate movement, but not necessarily generate mass events that contribute to trauma.
Ah, okay. Interesting.
There is a tremendous movement in energy to be avoiding moving in that direction.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Okay. My sense is, too, is that we will continue to create archaeological and other remains that are not consistent with our belief systems.
Yes.
Part of that.
Yes, you are correct. As you are already.
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. And so...
which lends to your scientific ideas that although you think you know, you may not necessarily be correct.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right. Well, we don't do that here. okay. And lastly... In terms of future trends, this year, 2008, some are suggesting that this is going to be year potentially could be a roller coaster year in terms of ups and downs, in terms of people's emotions, and this will be reflected in the financial markets and in other ways. I mean, my sense is that is a potential for this year.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah, okay. And then lastly, in future trends, and it's something that I've begun to experience, is I can see how my consciousness, I could project my consciousness over a computer or similar network. In particular, we are involved in these internet conferences through Yahoo Messenger, and I feel at times as if the energy of the, you know, the electromagnetic network is becoming a conduit for my consciousness.
I'm understanding.
So that's a possibility.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Fun. all right. Don't have a lot of time left. Maybe 10 minutes or something like that. Let me briefly go through some confirmations. Carter, Cynthia would like to know what areas of the U.S. that he resonates most closely with.
And has he offered an impression?
Of course not. Should I tell him that he needs to offer an impression?
That would be beneficial.
He's going to love to hear this. Okay.
You may also express that the reason that I inquire as to an impression is that I am not presenting myself in this forum for your convenience to offer you all of the answers in any situation. It is your participation also that is important.
Of course. Well, also, too, my sense is that you are encouraging us to develop our, continue to develop our inner senses.
Correct. And to be paying attention to yourselves and to be listening to your impressions, not merely not paying attention and moving in what is perceived to be the easy direction and merely inquiring of myself.
I understand. I understand. Our conversations have changed significantly since we first started communicating objectively, so I do understand. Okay. Opan would like to know, he was a little confused on something. He's doing this time bridging stuff, and he wanted to know if in the future John and James can access the Elias transcripts as well as his transcripts from the library of the city.
I already responded to this question.
All right, well...
I already expressed to him affirmative.
Yeah, okay. And he said, so it's not from an alternative source. It's from the city, then. Okay. Brief confirms on me, Samuel Seawall, Salem Witch Trial Judge, that's OGN.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Wyatt Earp is OGN.
Observing,
but I'm in that group focused. That's correct. You're not saying anything. All right. I think Jan's in that focus as well.
Being in that time framework and associated with those focuses does not necessarily designate you as those particular individuals.
Yeah, okay. There is a Mayan that was disengaged by Shield Jaguar, Baruch, who is Ogian, I believe that's Owl. I'm going to spell this out, I can't pronounce it. A-H-A-H-A-U-A-L.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Ogian also has a focus or two involved with the creation of the Mayan calendar.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Ogian is Cleisthenes, 500 BC.
Yes.
Okay. In the Fabian Society, late 1900s, Ogian is Edith Nesbit.
Observing.
Ah, okay. All right. Ogian is William Cavendish, the 5th Duke of Devonshire.
Also observing.
Okay. Ogian is Prior Philip, a character in The Pillars of the Earth, a novel by Ken Follett.
Yes.
Okay. the Vedic god Indra, that's a focus of Ogier.
Translation, yes.
Translation, yeah, okay. Andrew Irvine is Alessander, and George Mallory is Ogier. We attempted to scale Mount Everest.
Yes.
Okay. And Ogier is also Ladwig Heidelager. I don't know how you pronounce that. A close friend of Petrarch, Alexander.
Yes.
Okay. Alexander would like to know if he is John Donne, D-O-N-N-E, a Renaissance, I believe it's a Renaissance poet.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then just a couple more, then we got to go. Alexi would like to know if she is directing of Cochise.
No. Observing.
OEL observing?
Yes.
Okay. What about Laura Huxley, the wife of Aldous?
As a focus of this same essence?
Of Alexi, correct.
Yes.
Okay. That's confirmed. Okay. Cool. Well, I've got more questions, but I think we're out of time here.
Very well. I shall be anticipating our next meeting, my friend. And
yes,
I shall be offering encouraging energy to you in your endeavors.
As you always do, and it is most appreciated.
To you in tremendous appreciation and in dear friendship. Au revoir.
Au revoir.